This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Now, back to the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings. Presented by your San Diego Honda dealers on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
The Woods and Paul are now officially official here at the baseball winter meetings. You guys got your credentials.
We did.
Looks good.
Feels good.
Feels good?
Feels really good. And the best part is I didn't have to do anything.
No, Adam just brought you. I came yesterday because I wanted, you know, I wanted to be on top of things.
You're amazing.
Early.
And I guess you couldn't. Adam went and got our credentials. You were here yesterday and didn't get our credentials.
I did. I didn't think. I thought they made me show an ID. It's like I didn't have your ID, so I figured I could only get my own.
All right. Well,
to get the credentials. I was embarrassed, though, because I walked up and handed them my ID, and they said, oh, what station are you with? I said, oh, San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan. And they said, oh, we don't have numbers, just what's your letters? And
I go, what are your call letters? You didn't know.
KFXN?
Nope.
That's not correct.
KWFN.
KWFN.
They don't do that here. They do that in New York and stuff. Like it's a
I know
big
we play it sometime at the top of the hour.
We have to, I think, by law.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we are KWFN.
Obviously, I haven't been listening that close in the last few months.
Ben, I don't know our website or our phone number, so don't feel too terrible about it. All right?
Well, we are part of the reason we're here is that we'll get to people are passing by left and right. You never know who's going to walk by. And guess who walked by our little table here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt? You've heard him on the air a couple of times on our show before. John Boy, who has been at the center of some of the baseball stories of this past year.
Crazy.
Is here at the winter meetings in San Diego. It's great to have you in person. See you, man.
Yeah, thanks, guys, for having me. You guys got prime real estate. Everyone that comes up, you just get to see him.
It's amazing. Now, we've tried to get Joe Girardi on. He's like, sorry, I'm busy, and ran away. Because, I mean, he really wanted to manage anywhere. He would have managed anywhere. But he was like, when he came on our show, he was like selling himself on. It was a job interview. We're like, you don't have to convince us, Joe. You need to convince
the crowd. We'll hire you if you want it.
So we tried to get him on earlier. He's like, no, I'm busy, and ran away. But
we'll probably have the same exact interaction.
It's exactly
he forgot
right.
All the little people
helped
him
get
that job with the Phillies.
He really did. I wonder how Joe's going to do. But John Boy, welcome, and you guys are here. You guys have your own booth, John Boy Media, right?
Yeah, how about that?
Amazing.
That's pretty incredible.
What a year or two for you.
It's been nuts, but it's fun.
It is.
I mean, this is – I still look around winter meetings, and we came last year's our first year, second – I love it.
I do too.
I mean, we were at the lobby and you were looking around like, there's George Brett. There's Al Leiter. There's everyone and anyone. And you're like, that guy's probably important, but I don't know who he is.
There's a lot of guys walking around, too, that I think that they're really important, but I don't know that they are. But that's the look. Everyone kind of carries
themselves. Well, it's the people that, even if they told you their name,
you wouldn't know.
You wouldn't know,
yeah,
but they're the ones that think they're the most important. And maybe they are, but you just don't know their names. Like, I'm not important in any way.
See,
but people know
that.
My face and my name.
You say that, and I told you this the last time we had you on the show. Your work that you've done with the Astros stuff has been phenomenal. And honestly, like, if Ken Burns ever does another documentary, you're going to be in it. Like,
that would be the highest honor.
You're going to be in it. I mean,
I could fall asleep to a documentary about myself now.
Exactly. I actually watched the 10th inning last night. I hadn't watched the 10th inning of the Ken Burns documentary in a long, long time. They talk about Barry Bonds and the steroids and stuff. Riveting. Fascinating. I was trying to get myself in the mood for the winter meetings. I was so excited. But
I'm a Ken Burns enthusiast. I haven't watched that since it came out. I remember being very excited right when it came out.
I need to watch it again. It's phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal.
So let me ask you. You got a booth here at the winter meetings. How does one turn a series of entertaining and viral videos into a media empire? Is that the goal here? What's the plan?
Do you have a day job now, or is this it?
No, this is it.
This is it.
We went full-time, me and my buddy Jake here. We went full-time in 2018. And, so the Astro stuff has been great, as you guys know. But also, as you know, we've been doing this for a while.
Yep.
So the booth, this was in place. A lot of people are like, oh, that Astro scandal has gotten you on Radio Row. It's like, no.
I was already covered.
We put in a lot of work before that. It's just that we put in a place like, hey, as soon as news breaks, we can attack it in our way.
Yep.
And we went full time before we were able to get paid to be full time. So we've been doing it for a while. But yeah, it's podcasts. We have like 14 on the network. We'll be doing Talking Yanks and Talking Baseball here. And then the YouTube videos are big. They kind of blew everything up because YouTube, the algorithm favored me for a little bit. Now it doesn't like me anymore because MLB's claiming everything.
Go figure. Go figure.
But yeah, it's been wild. I mean, to be here is insane.
It is, man. It's a dream come true for us. And the stuff that you've been doing, obviously we've talked about it on our show plenty. And I think one of the first stations that you went on was my favorite station back in Dallas, 1310 The Ticket. Bob Sturm, I think, was one of the first guys to have you on. And this was way before the Astros stuff. But just to watch kind of how it's – I've always followed you as well just because we both like the Yankees. And I always loved your content. And I mean, just it's not. It doesn't just start and stop with that Astro stuff, though, man. I was watching one you did with Tom Brady last week, which killed me. I was lying in bed with my wife, and I showed my wife, like, make sure you meet John Boyd this week. I'm like, I'm gonna. And you tweeted me last night, and I leaned over. I showed my wife. I'm like, he's there. He's at our table.
So, I walked by. I saw the sign. I was like, yeah.
It's pretty right solid. There. Pretty solid stuff, man. So we're glad you you made some time for us, the old media.
We got
as
here
it
nice
were.
And early for you.
So you guys are new media, but they're new media, Ben. We're old media. But look, we can all come together.
It's very we're playing nicely.
Playing nicely.
So
let
me ask you, since this has all started, you know, a couple of years ago, things got big. Who's like the biggest name that you like? Knew about you and your videos that you met, and you're like, shake your head like, you've seen my videos?
Right.
So the first time was CC Sabathia. It was the first time I knew anyone saw it. But now it's crazy, like Ben Rosenthal through the weeds. Oh, Bob Costas was like, I love your videos. And I was like, what's the
banana
hell?
Like, what is it? You're pinching yourself.
Yeah.
It's insane.
But I think that's the thing is they're 2 minutes, so it's not really like a big commitment.
Yeah.
The YouTube videos, that is. And it's like someone commented once, like, you don't waste a second of time. And I'm like, nope, like, let's get in and out, no fluff. So I think anyone that passes it to, you know, because Bob doesn't search it. YouTube,
right,
it,
of course.
Someone put it in front of his
face.
They
showed him, yeah.
And he was like, okay, not bad. And then he's like, I like this. Good job. I think there's some things that people that are in the institutionalized baseball media just don't say, because it's just been like, don't act like this. And that's just, and I didn't go to that school of thought,
of course.
You know? So if I do the lip reading and I talk about managers getting ejected and like, I'm not trying to be crass. It's just kind of an honest, like, this is probably what he's thinking.
Guaranteed. Yeah.
And I think there's a lot of announcers who can't do that. And they're like, that's pretty good. That's now, pretty different.
So you're in a partnership here with Jake over here. Now, Jake, you had, I mean, look, you had to take kind of second chair to John Boy, the big media. How is it?
I hate him. I absolutely hate him. I wear the stylish clothes.
Yeah, you look sharp.
I've got all the sex appeal.
Yeah, that's true.
No, man, it's been awesome. And, I mean, that's the thing that is crazy. I mean, we are buddies, but we were grinding a while before this. It was just our Yankees stuff. And then, I don't know, we were smart enough to realize, like, oh, we're getting big. Maybe we should do some bigger things. But
I've ridden some coattails in my life. I'm not too
– Oh, no,
I'm
not, man.
You got a good one there. Ride those coattails,
and
you guys go out and dominate like you've been doing. I do love he's standing there. He's, like, watching. And I can see in his head, he's like, this SOB, another interview. This SOB.
Just hold it right over my head. No, man, it's all of it's been great. And I just – the thing that I was thinking about chiming in there was I think what's really cool is, like, people – there were some celebs that have seen it, and, like, even CeCe was, like,
comment.
Cool about it. He's like, oh, yeah, John Boy, the video guy.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, people are fans. Like, Kenny Rosenthal was, like, brought up a video. He's like, dude, that was awesome.
I love that.
And like, now that that's going on, and, like, seeing Al Leiter last night, like, Al Leiter, and that was so funny because you mentioned, like, how did we make this a company and stuff like that. And Al Leiter sees Jimmy, and he goes, John Boy, pulls him over, and he's, like, he's patting him. He's like, dude, hilarious. He's like, he's telling other people, he's like, he's hilarious. And then he's trying to describe, like, what we do,
and
he couldn't
Yankee
really
fan,
get the words out.
If you're a Yankee fan, you're like, that's friggin' Al Leiter. Like, it still blows your mind. Yeah.
He called me over.
That's insane.
I was too scared to go say hi to him.
That is really cool.
Well, I think these guys are onto something, Woods. Instead of doing 4 mediocre hours on the radio,
let's do one hour.
2 minutes. Really good 2 minutes.
Oh, we give people those 4 like, mediocre hours as well.
Man. Yeah, they really did. That's again, one of the beauties of new media. They're able to boil it down, Benny.
Well, guys, before you go, obviously you're here for the winter meetings, but you're in San Diego for the first time. What is anything you want to experience? Anything you need
I'll
to
tell
know
you
about?
I'm such a loser. I'm just having a blast riding the scooters through the gas lamp.
See, we
careful of the dead zones.
There's dead zones and those slows down. Yeah,
such a bummer.
It got us
this
morning.
We were like, "What the hell's wrong with
these
things?"
Got us this morning on our way here. We've had to completely revamp our travel plans down here, but
we got yelled at pretty good by some San Diego people. Our first night, we get in, we're excited, we're figuring out where to go eat. First place we went was closed down. They had like a wedding or something going down or an event. So we ended up at Bubs, which I think is just like a local water
bowl.
But people were like, why did you go to San Diego to go to Bubs? So we've been getting some heat for that.
Here's the deal. I've been here 10 years. Don't post where you go because you're going to get shamed for something. Don't post a picture of your beer unless it's local craft. Don't eat Mexican food from anywhere other than a hole in the wall. I mean, really, the Mexican food here is it's second to none in the world.
It better be.
It took me a while to get, you know, acclimated to it, but now I can't live without it. As you can tell. But, man, there's so much to do here. You've got our number. You let us know what you guys need. We'll take care of you while you're here.
Perfect.
All right,
thanks,
boys.
Guys.
Thanks
good
so much.
Good to see you, man. John Boy. And, by the way, if you're hungry, your interview was just presented by Wing Lee Buddhist-Style Chicken, found at Sin Lee Foods. It's a lifestyle, not a fad. They're presenting all of our interviews this week from the MLB Winter Meetings. Woods, the new top 25 college basketball rankings
right.
are out.
I'm going to go get a picture of John Boy. I'll see you later.
I'll tell you whether the Aztecs were snubbed or their 10-0 record got them ranked. That's coming up next. Right now, let's get a check. Actually, we don't need a check of traffic, do we, right now? It's just San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Want to know what's going on with the Padres? This is coverage of the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings. Presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. On San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Ben Woods live from the baseball winter meetings. We're going until 10 o'clock today when the coach John Quintero will take over. And I do have good news for long-suffering San Diego State fans who always think their sports programs never get enough respect. After getting snubbed last week, the new AP Top 25 College Basketball Rankings came out just a few minutes ago. And there they are, checking in at number 25,
boom.
San Diego State University.
All right.
They'll spend the week ranked. They don't have any more games for like 10 days. They're in finals.
That feels good. You get to rest on that for seven days.
The better news here, Woods, after yesterday's nerve-wracking 58-56 win over San Jose State that needed a buzzer beater to beat a team that was ranked like 332nd. In the RPI in the country, like
hey,
one of the worst teams in the country.
Benny, it's been happening all season, man. The Aztecs aren't immune to it.
A win's a win, though. They're 10-0.
Yep.
The better news, Joe Lunardi's latest bracketology that came out this morning, he has the Aztecs as a 5 seed, not only a 5 seed, but a 5 seed staying west in Sacramento. Now, long way to go.
Yes, keep it rolling,
but,
though.
But that is a really good sign of where the Aztecs are at this moment with their 10-0 start. So I wanted to throw that in. Obviously, the rest of the Aztecs news wasn't quite as exciting, getting to play in the New Mexico Bowl against Central Michigan University. Their mascot, of course, Woodsy, is the?
The Rams.
Not even close.
The Central Michigan.
You could guess forever and not get this one right.
I know this one.
Oh, Paul,
I know somebody
one.
That played there.
You do?
The Chippewas.
The Chippewas.
Oh, fire up chips.
Wow. Well, listen, what did you expect? I mean, that's kind of what we thought. Was going to be, right?
Yes.
I mean, yeah. I'm disappointed. What are you disappointed about?
Don't lose to Hawaii.
What did you think? What did you think was going
to
happen?
If you don't want to go to the New Mexico Bowl, don't lose to Hawaii.
Oh man, I thought we were going to be Orange Bowl, and now we got this bowl. Like you knew what was coming. You knew it was going to be a middling bowl. And I don't even know if this one's middling.
It would be fun to play like a Power 5 team, a real team.
Of course.
How do you get up for a game against Central Michigan?
I don't know.
In New Mexico on December 21st at 11 a.m., by the way.
Oh, my God.
Which is, I believe, at the same time as the Aztecs basketball next big game against Utah at Staples Center.
Yeah, people will be watching.
Who's
going to
be watching the football game when you're going to watch the undefeated basketball team in the top 25? So that's the latest quickly on college basketball. But we're here for baseball.
Yeah, we are.
And I told you the MLB winter meetings are part of the show, which is here at the Hyatt. But going on in all up and down the street, they got the job fair, the trade show, minor league baseball meets this week. So you get a cross-section of just about everyone from every level of baseball. That includes batting cage owners.
Yeah, man. Well, this is the weird one. You know, the interesting thing about this one, I'm sure this story's been told over and over, but David Rink from Canyonside Cages, you were like pretty heavy news a few years back when a certain San Diego Padre followed you on Instagram, or was it Twitter? It was Twitter?
It was Twitter.
It was two years ago,
it was 2 years ago.
Actually, it was Instagram, yeah.
It was Instagram. Right. It was Eric Hosmer.
Correct.
And people started to read into it, and then people started to go, guys, who cares? That doesn't mean anything. Well, it turns out he ended up here. So now I feel like ever since that happened, people start to go and do a lot more investigations. You'll see, so-and-so unfollowed his team. That means he's going to be traded. So take us back to that time. Did you know Haas?
I didn't. That was actually – the timing of that was incredible.
It was wild.
It was just one of those things. Like, I have a pretty big following on both Instagram and Twitter. You know, it's in the baseball community, not outside, but – it just happened that, you know, the rumors were flying like they are right now, and people were watching who he followed and who he unfollowed, and he happened to follow my account, and everyone started on Twitter then talking about, hey, I think he's going to sign. He just followed a local batting cage, and the Twitter world, Padres Twitter went crazy.
It went bananas. So he hadn't been to your cages at that point.
Has he ever been to your cages?
He's contacted me a few times.
Nice.
And he tells me that he likes certain videos that I post, and I think he does a lot of research through my pages, more just looking at swings.
Yeah, good.
But he has – I don't think he trains here in San Diego in the off season, and it's one of those things. It's hard to get –
because they have cages at Petco Park if he's in town.
Yeah, their cages are phenomenal, right?
They're pretty nice. Yeah. I've been down there. You've swung in the Padres batting cages. You've also swung in Canyonside cages.
Man, there's not a cage in town I haven't been to. You know what I mean? I'm always looking for.
He's not a monogamous.
No, God, no.
You're fun to hit with, man.
I had
you got a lot of energy for a guy.
All right, now give me. Okay, you gotta let our listeners in on this experience, because I get it off the air a lot. You take your adult league baseball very seriously.
I just take anything I do very seriously.
No, you don't.
And
you really don't.
Baseball just happens to be my passion.
It's the one thing you take seriously. Give me your impression of Woodsy as a batting cage student.
Well, unfortunately, we're on the radio, so I can't bring up that old video of his slow motion swing.
Yeah.
But it was pretty. I mean, I'm not going to lie. He has a decent mechanical swing for a guy his age. And so he just told me today it's feeling
poor
a little slow,
age.
You know.
Yeah, I'm 44 years old. I'm still playing with the 18-year-olds. You know, give me a break.
But overall, and that's one of the things that I look at when Padres sign guys and you know, all the guys that are still out there. I look for a swing that has some sort of adjustability, and that's not like a one-dimensional hitter. And you show me that you could kind of drive the ball to all fields a little bit. You didn't have like a super pull-off-the-ball swing where – you're trying to topspin balls to the pole side. So overall, I was impressed because I remember we got it on video a little. And
yeah, I was stoked to get it. Yeah, it's a good place. I mean, and you know, if you got kids or even if you're like an old, you know, clown like me that's still playing, go in there. He'll do video breakdown, and to watch yourself, you're like, oh, wow, it's really cool.
So who does have the best swing on the Padres? Or do you have to say Eric Hosmer because he follows?
The best swing on the Padres, it's got to be Tatis right now. He's got one of the most adjustable swings. I think Hosmer, that's where he lacks a little bit, and you notice that.
His swing's his swing. It's
his
good swing.
His swing is a swing.
Yeah.
It's I consider it a flat-ish type of swing, and so that's why you see a lot of the balls, if you look at his launch angle, you know, metrics, a lot of his balls come off the bat really flat, and it's not as good for lefties, right? And we've seen that. But Tatis has got one of those swings where it starts really deep in the zone, and it's out through the zone for a long time with a nice, good upward trajectory. And I think the funny thing with him is I think it can get better.
I know. I do, too. You know? I mean, he's so young. He's so raw.
He can clean things up a little over the next couple of years, which, you know, all these guys that we're seeing, like the Jerks and Profars, you know, I've been doing research on the Cronenworth, and the guys that the Padres are getting have a better idea of how to hit.
That's it. It's the idea. It's the approach. It's the – you know, not going to go outside the zone very often.
Exactly.
It's so hard to hit.
And
it's
like
so
a Cronenworth.
Yeah.
He's so disciplined. When you look at his swing compared to like a Urias.
Yeah.
Urias was so jumpy and out in front. And so when he saw anything above 94 last year.
It got him. Yeah, it
right?
got him.
And he, don't get me wrong, Urias is, I kind of bash his mechanics online a lot, but an outstanding hitter, and I think you give him about a year and a half
working with the right people. I mean, he could be
right
really
people,
good.
He's going to be a phenomenal, have a phenomenal swing, which is going to turn him into a better hitter at the major league level.
I could literally do this. I know I could you just go through. I enjoy her.
I'm not a baseball mechanics guy. I'm not a batting cages guy. I love listening to people who are passionate about what they do.
Yeah.
Talk about it. It could be nut farming. I don't care if you're passionate about it. I'm all in. I like listening.
Yeah, but golf is the same, man. You're saying that you
I love
the swing mechanics
about golf.
Of golf. It's amazing how the two kind of correlate, and how we're now using as baseball instructors the technology and, you know, the type of drills that golfers have used. Like, I've got a bunch of technology at my shop now that you didn't see when you were last there. That's, you know, tracking the launch angle, tracking
the barrel
speed.
I'll be in the suite.
I'm trying to sell you for your next level.
I'll be in the suite. I'll stake my debit card
right now.
Speaking
of selling, so what are you doing at the winter meetings here?
Well, I'm still trying to network with contacts. I'm working with guys from about 8 pro teams right now, which is a lot more than normal, you know. And my goal is to talk to as many hitting coaches while I'm down here and player development guys, that at least I can talk to those guys about who I'm working with / pick their brain on hitting like we're doing right now. And it's gonna get, I'm not looking for a pro job yet.
Yeah.
But I think I would love to be a consultant someday in that aspect, and not leave the San Diego lifestyle that I've got and be able to consult outside. So,
well, this is the place to do it. I mean, that's what they say, man. You want a job in baseball, come down here today. Bring your friggin' resume with you, because there's everybody who's anybody's down here, and the lobby is now officially picking up down here, my man.
I can't believe you guys made me follow Tingler and John Boy.
I know, right?
I mean, I thought I was coming on. I was like, oh, I'm after Tingler. That's no big deal. And then John Boy.
Media sensation, John Boy.
I mean, I don't know who I was more starstruck.
I know. I'm absolutely with you.
Well, David, I appreciate you stopping by. Good luck.
Thanks,
good luck.
Man.
Thanks, brother. I'll see you soon.
And, you'll see him very soon, and you'll talk for hours and hours and hours about baseball swings.
And I could.
Specifically, Woods' baseball swing.
I'll be in touch.
Good stuff there, David Ring from Canyonside Cages. Nice to meet you, man. All right, we got one segment left. We will hopefully, maybe some news will come out. We got, now it's starting to get busy around here.
It's getting busy, boys.
It's starting to heat up. Coach John Quintero is coming up at 10, so we will give you some more thoughts, some of the expectations for these winter meetings, according to some of baseball's biggest insiders. Next, with Ben Woods on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
We're live from sunup to sundown, covering the 2019 MLB Winter Meetings. Presented by your San Diego Honda dealers on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
Live from the Manchester Grand Hyatt and baseball's Winter Meetings, reminding you that all of 97.3 The Fan's coverage of the MLB Winter Meetings presented by your San Diego Honda dealers. Take advantage of the end-of-the-year offers on your favorite Honda model. Your San Diego Honda dealers are ready to wrap up a deal you'll love at their Happy Honda Day sales event. Visit sdhondadealers.com. So, Woodsy, I just saw that they have come out with the schedule for the 31st season of Sunday Night Baseball on ESPN.
Yes.
And once again, the San Diego Padres did not make a cut.
That's a very unfortunate.
I do not know how many years it's been.
It's been a while.
Since they've participated, but it has been a long time.
Yeah, that's a bummer, too, because I feel like, you know, hey, maybe the last 5 years you could get a pass, but whatever. Fine, call it 9 years you could get a pass, but I think things have changed, Benny. One of the most exciting players in baseball, a bunch of the most exciting players in baseball, actually.
Now, they only give you the schedule through, like, the middle of July or something. And then they get to choose better matchups for the second half of the season. So you can always play your way.
Yeah, and you can play your way
into
in,
some appearances.
Which would be great, man. It'd be so much fun to have them out here. And, of course, I'm sure everybody on their entire team would love to be out here instead of friggin' St. Louis, for Sunday Night Baseball. I think they would love to be
here. I get that, winning is kind of a prerequisite. Obviously, media market size. They're never going to say no to Red Sox, Yankees. It's going to bring a lot of eyeballs, and they're in the business of eyeballs to televisions, not giving everyone a fair shake. I can't imagine, though, that the Padres aren't starting to become an intriguing team. They've got superstar players. They've got intriguing young guys. They seem to be a team on the rise. I would like to see what the national treatment is of the Padres at this point. On the way up. Not, they made the playoffs last year. They're a World Series contender.
Let's put them on.
I want to see what they think about the Padres at this point. of the process of the opening of the window and get that full, you know, primetime ESPN treatment. Not in the first half of the season, based on the schedule that came out today.
Well, it's something to shoot for, right? I mean, would you put them on there right now as it were today?
I would
because it's San Diego.
Well,
Fernando Tatis Jr.
Great visuals. First of all, come to Petco Park.
It's incredible.
I mean, a home game, obviously, because you want to come to Petco Park, get those great visuals of San Diego, expose the audience a little early to a team that you think is going to be, you know, one they should be familiar with in postseasons that are coming up. So all of a sudden, one day, when the Padres are playing in a wild card game, you're not like, I have no idea who any of these guys are. What's going on right now? Ooh, there's a whole big Padres contingent.
Yeah, what's up,
gang? Walking by.
Just walk right by.
They're heading towards something looking important.
Yeah, very important. There's so many people that look important here. So many.
And then there's guys in, like, basketball shorts.
Yeah.
And, like ratty T-shirts.
They might be the most important of all. That's the thing.
Like right here.
You never know.
You never know.
You never know who's just incognito and here.
Like, what do you think A.J. Prowler's wearing right now?
He's in a room.
See, now,
right now
the guy's wearing the suits, and no offense to the coach, John Quintero, but sometimes the guys wearing the suits
are trying to look important.
If they're carrying along one of those leather attaches, like the folders.
Yeah. It's full of resumes.
Yeah, it looks like there's some high-powered attorney with Major League Baseball. Probably a guy who's looking for their first job in Major League Baseball, trying to get a foot on the door. They got a stack of resumes in there that they're ready to hand out. If they've got some, you know, they get in front of someone important who's doing hiring, and you'll show up. People will show up. There's a job fair that goes on during the winter meetings, and they'll do interviews on the spot.
Yep.
You'll bring a resume. They'll choose like 10 people. You go into another room. You'll sit down maybe with one or two execs from a minor league baseball team.
Why is Hammer not here that we could have sent him in to do interviews and get audio of Hammer interviewing for Major League Baseball?
An independent league team in Indiana. And they'll say, we need someone to be our media relations assistant and cut the grass and – you know, paint the dugout this year. Can you do all those things? And
get in the door.
And you'll say, hey, I've got experience. I'll do that. And you got to be ready to basically upend your life, pack your stuff in a car, and head wherever in the country that you want to get a job.
Yep.
And that's how a lot of people get their start in the game of baseball.
I think there's a presser going on, and everybody's filtering up right now to head to the press conference. I'm not sure what it is or who it is.
There's like a whole sea of people heading in the same direction.
I don't know what the...
But why would the Padres, those like execs, be heading to a presser? Unless it's a Padres presser. It could be.
Maybe it's a welcome.
Shouldn't we have a schedule or something?
Yeah, shouldn't we have a schedule of events?
All right. I'm sure the coach, John Quintero, knows everything.
I'm sure he does.
He'll let you know coming up at 10 o'clock here in just a few minutes when we hand off to him for four more hours of coverage. So, you know, everyone has a take. All the insiders have a take on what's going to go on here at baseball's winter meetings. ESPN's Jeff Passan had his 20 questions, basically, that what's going to happen during these meetings. I mean, you know, is Gerrit Cole going to sign? Yes, no, maybe so. We don't. I mean, no one really knows the answer to that question.
You think he goes before Strasburg? I think he does.
Yeah.
I would have said at the beginning of the offseason, Strasburg first.
I thought so,
sure.
too. And I think the longer that it waits, Ben, the longer that it draws out, I think there's less of a chance that he goes back to Washington. I feel like it gives us, you know, a chance to stay in the fight here in San Diego. It's obviously a no-brainer move.
I kind of picture the Steven Strasburg-Scott Boras relationship being a little tense at the moment. Because Steven Strasburg always seems to me like someone who doesn't necessarily want to hold out for the top dollar. He just wants to... He wants to be somewhere where he's comfortable. He wants to make money, obviously.
Yeah, and he's going to make money.
He doesn't necessarily want to play the game where they hold out until the end of February to, you
know,
going
on all the steak dinners.
Yeah, ring every last dollar, going to seven different teams to drive up the price that he might be willing to give up.
Now, again, that's just that's our
10, 20 million just to get the process over with.
That's our perception.
That's just my perception.
That's what we don't know.
But, you know, Scott Boras is, you know, he's made a reputation and a living on never being the guy who signs early just to make it easy. He's always going to play the maximum game as an agent.
Which doesn't that surprise you then that that's his agent?
Because
that's why you hire the agent
that. I'm also that guy. I like a little certainty.
Yeah,
you know, I like the comfort. If Scott Boras came and said, you know, he'd represent us, sorry, our current agent. He's like
Scott Boris. I mean, you say no to a guy like that? It's
I'm going to get you guys $65,000. Okay? You guys, I mean, we're going to hold out. All right? So just breathe breathe easy.
Yeah, if Scott Boris was our agent, we'd no longer be able to have affordable radio show.
That's
on
exactly.
Our
no more mediocre.
He dropped, that's the first thing he dropped.
The affordable part.
The affordable part.
That's exactly
no longer
right.
An affordable radio show represented by Scott Boris. I can't wait. I'm here for the Scott Boris session in the lobby down there when he gathers all the reporters around and starts spinning
his, terrible jokes,
spinning his pun, his baseball puns about his clients. And
what are your plans the rest of the day? Like, what are you guys going to do? Because we're done here in about 15 minutes. Like, I've told my wife, like, hey, I'm hanging out. I'm going to the trade show. I'm probably coming home with a boatload of stuff.
Yeah, when we're in the studio, I can't get home quick enough.
Right.
But
I don't want to leave
fully
now.
Planning on – I've got to get some lunch probably.
What do you want – Benny, are you –
See, I'm probably leaving and then coming back later
– For your other work.
In my other work, in my television, to see what's going on this afternoon. So
I'm definitely going to hang.
We'll have it completely covered. Yeah. I mean, we're well covered. I mean, Coach John Kadira is coming up. Our 97.3, the Fan Baseball Insider, A.J. Cassaville. A.J., thank you for filling in for me last week as well.
You did a great job, A.J.
He's here covering the baseball winter meeting, so we will have full coverage of any breaking news, especially if it has anything to do with the Padres, coming up all day long through Gwen and Chris. We're along, live and local all the way until 6 p.m. tonight from right here at this table at the winter meetings.
Love it.
Couple just wrapping up. Do you have any other baseball stories you want to talk about?
Man, it's pretty dead right now. There's nothing popping on my notification. So hopefully tomorrow.
Then we
tomorrow.
Should probably wrap up the NFL story from yesterday because we haven't gotten into it much, at least since the 6 a.m. hour. I don't think we mentioned the former. You know what? I think the first Monday that it's now 9:45. We haven't mentioned the team that used to play football here in San Diego once.
Feels good, doesn't it?
Not even once.
It feels so good, and probably because they were eliminated from the playoffs.
They were. Yeah, I saw that. They won yesterday.
Yeah, they won and were eliminated.
45-10 over the Jaguars, and they were still eliminated from playoff contention.
Big birthday for Phillip Rivers. Had a nice day. But, yeah, I mean, when the pressure's off and, you know, no big deal.
It's I know that the people who still stick with that team are kind of angry. It's like now, of course, when you make the draft pick worse, every win just pushes you back in the draft. Now you start playing well. It's such a typical story for that Chargers organization to get eliminated and then finish strong, you know, win three of your last four, save the job of your head coach.
Yep. Just like everything you could
save the job of your general manager.
It's like you can't even tank right. You can't even charger right at the end of the day. And yeah, I mean, they won yesterday, and their gift for winning was to be eliminated from the playoffs. So.
We didn't really talk about Hammers Texans. I don't know what
that
happened to them.
Mortifying.
Was it a hangover after beating the Patriots or something?
So I have a buddy that was in a survivor pool. Okay, and it was $10,000. It was him and five other people. Winner take all, $10,000 at the end. He had sat on the Texans, saved them, had them yesterday. All they had to do was beat the hapless Denver Broncos with a rookie quarterback starting his second game. $10,000 on the line, and they get their ass kicked.
They were down 38-3 to the Denver Broncos.
It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Like, it's embarrassing. How does that happen? And this guy was with him yesterday, and he was just like, I don't know. Like,
so one week after we're handling Deshaun Watson and the Texans, and they're for real. They're now tied with the Titans for first place in the AFC South after the Titans doubled up the Raiders 42-21.
It's incredible. Incredible. What a wacky.
It's such a week-to-week league.
And it's shaping up to be a really nutty playoff, you know, scenarios down the stretch.
It's one of the hardest things about talking about the NFL on the radio. So you want to sound like you know what you're talking about.
And you can't.
And you almost never can.
Our fantasy guys have gotten killed. Our gambling guys have gotten killed. We've gotten killed because no one can say with any certainty anything about the NFL.
I mean, the one opinion that I'm continuing to ride with as they look bad are the New England Patriots. Once the playoffs come around, Bill Belichick's going to flip a switch.
Yep, 51
and
points.
He's going to outcoach teams that you think should be beating them. And they're somehow going to find their way back to the Super Bowl again.
It wouldn't surprise me one bit.
Now, the NFC is way better than the AFC.
It really is.
I mean, Baltimore's good. The NFC, though, has many good teams.
Yep.
I mean, the Seahawks are good. The 49ers obviously are good. The Saints are good. The Vikings are good. The Rams, if they play like last night, the Rams are good.
Yep.
They have no shortage of good teams in the NFC. In the AFC, yeah, Baltimore's good. We're not sure about New England. Kansas City is a little hit or miss, depending on the Mahomes' injury status. I mean, I don't even know what else. The Texans,
we thought they were good, and they get clobbered by the
clobbered.
The Broncos. It's a lot more mysterious in the AFC. I bet NFC in the Super Bowl right now. I'm sure they're giving points, and that's probably a bet somewhere.
Guaranteed.
All right, we can do a little crossover.
Yeah, let's do a crossover.
A 97.3, the fan.
We don't do these
crossover
because
well,
Romy's
on. We don't
on.
Have a show right, right. after us. You know,
Romy refuses to cross over with us. So.
I would too if I was Romy.
So
but we got the coach John Quintero who's about to start his show 2 hours early today, Coach.
Yeah, I'm excited about it. Got a little brisk walk in from the ballpark down the road here on North Harbor Drive.
About a mile.
Yeah, and wearing a nice suit. You know, I'm glad it wasn't 98 degrees out this morning, a little bit brisk, so I didn't sweat too bad. But, you know, walked around the first floor a little bit and saw Peter Gammons, Tony La Russa, you know, some of the big dignitaries here. So I think everybody's pretty much in, and they'll be holding their meetings, and we're going to grab whoever we can grab today.
I know, knock on wood, we're working on some special things. Do I dare say one person?
No, because then if it doesn't happen, then we look like idiots.
We'll just leave it at that.
Again,
but
we do a good enough job ourselves.
Rest assured, across all the shows, we should have a number of pretty special guests on.
Well, Coach, who do you guys have locked down? Do you know?
Absolutely no one.
Yes.
We've got Mark Neville, CEO of the Holiday Bowl, coming up at 1:35. And we've kind of left it pretty much open for whoever wants to stop by. I've texted a few baseball people, and hopefully over the next 4 days, they'll be able to break away from their intense meetings here at the Manchester Grand Hyatt, and they'll be able to stop by. But, you know, I want to get to a lot of phone calls. The great thing about being here, and this, you know, I've been to a few of these over the years in a variety of different capacities, you never know exactly what's going to go on. Now, you know, I'm going to tell you, and I heard, Steve, when I was driving down here about 8 o'clock this morning, you guys, I think, were coming out of the 8 o'clock break. And I know in the paper it said, well, the Padres are going to be big players for, you know, some of the big-name guys. Well, that may be true. They may not sign any of those big-name guys, but that's not to say they're not going to talk to one guy that grew up here in San Diego, because I believe that is happening.
There's no question. I think that's a meeting you have to take.
I think that meeting's either already happened or is going to happen this week.
Now, Coach, you said you've been here in different capacities, and I know you were an agent. What's that like for the agent at the winter meetings? And that's when you talk about meetings, okay, because we just hear, oh, he's in meetings all day. What meetings? What are you meeting about? What's going on? An agency has players that they're looking to get jobs for and get the best deal. Were those the kind of meetings you were
right
in?
Well, you know, when I was working for John Boggs, I mean, John Boggs was one of the best agents in baseball.
100%.
And, you know, he just got Cole Hamill signed to the $18 million deal last
Amazing.
Week. And, you know, he still got Trevor Cahill. And for his entire career, he had Adrian Gonzalez.
Yep.
And had Tony Gwynn for many years. And, you know, John is really good at shaking hands, developing relationships. And he'll be down here, you know, talking to a lot of the new general managers, you know, guys he's talked on the phone, maybe hasn't met. You know, when I came to the winter meetings, it was basically, you know, we're talking to certain guys in organizations. You just want to put a face with a voice that you've been talking to on the telephone more than anything else. And, you know, there'll probably be some minor league players walking around trying to introduce themselves to different people, trying to get jobs. And it's a who's who. And, you know, I remember the first ones I went to back in the middle 80s. It was the Town and Country here in San Diego. And I was doing some work for the Kansas City Royals. And Al Kupski, who's a legendary Hall of Fame scout, had me go down there. And I'll never forget that, because that was, I think, the year that the Padres took Bip Roberts in a Rule 5 draft. But I remember going to a meeting where kids were just out of college and they were looking for jobs.
Yeah.
And a guy would walk into a room, and it's a lot different, I'm sure, now. But a guy would walk into a room and say, okay, we got a job in Utica for the PR guy, the play-by-play guy. And there'd be like 500 people handing this guy a resume.
Unreal.
I mean, you talk about a cattle call now. They put those things up on the internet, and at certain times they have meetings, they tell people about it. But, you know, if you're a young kid out of college, I mean, bring about 500 resumes,
yep,
walk around with a backpack, and hand them out to anybody that's walking.
100%.
Now, Coach, if the Padres don't land that local pitcher you were referring to, it's Steven Strasburg, by the way.
Right.
Anyone's
reading
not
between the lines there.
They have no ability to read between any lines. Are there any other pitchers on the free agent market that you see the Padres going after? I saw a report this morning that Madison Bumgarner is looking for a 5-year, $100 million contract. That's a lot of money to spend on someone who's
30, 29. I mean, He doesn't. I know he doesn't look it, and he's throwing a lot.
I mean, that's $20 million a year.
Yeah.
And you know, I saw what Zach Wheeler got. Zach Wheeler, you know, Philadelphia Phillies. They all need to take advantage of their EAP program and you know, sit down and talk with someone after that deal. I just don't see it. I mean, the guy's never won more than 12 big league games, and I know wins don't mean anything. But, you know, Zach Wheeler's had a very up-and-down career. I will say this last couple of years he's pitched much better. But, you know, as far as the Padres are concerned, I don't know. I think, Benny, and I kind of thought this going in, they spent so much money over the last couple of years. I thought they needed to go through, you know, trades, and they got Zach Davies. I mean, Zach Davies I've always liked. I mean, I know a lot about this guy, and I've watched him pitch. I think it's a pretty good pickup.
Yep.
He's kind of the third, fourth guy in the rotation. You know, if they could get a Bumgarner, I just think it makes them that much better. If you're paying that guy $20 million a year, it's going to make you better in a variety of different ways, on the field, in the clubhouse.
At the
and
plate.
He's also going to have he's also going to have an impact on a lot of the younger guys in the organization.
I don't disagree with you, Coach, but we didn't make up the narrative that the Padres were looking for a frontline starter. That came from inside the organization
right.
over the last few months. One thing they wanted to add was a top of the rotation, a number one, number two type guy. And I don't – even the Padres aren't trying to sell us that Zach Davies is that guy. He's a good piece. Now they're kind of selling, okay, we think Mackenzie Gore or Luis Patino might be our aces. Have they just changed what we had been hearing the last few months about going out
or
and
it,
getting a frontline starter?
Or is it just misinformation for misinformation's sake? I don't like, you know, you don't go waving your arms. We're going to go get Strasburg. We're going to meet with them, and we're going to offer. I don't know what the Yankees are doing with Cole, but whatever the Padres have done in the last few years, they took us all by surprise.
Well,
I think maybe that's the move.
The thing that I really like about the Padres – is I think organizations talk way too much.
They do.
And I think the Padres do an incredible job of keeping a lot of their business in-house,
yep.
and they keep their mouths shut. And I know if I was running an organization, I'd want to run it the way the Padres
Same.
Are going about it, because I think there's way too much information out there. I think the Padres going into this, Benny, I thought if they were going to get a couple of veteran pitchers, they were going to have to go through a trademark. And they've already got one. They may get another. They've still got some pieces that they could trade. Now, as far as Gore, I think Gore's got a chance, you know, maybe a 50-50 chance to break with the ball club. I think he probably needs a little more time in Double-A. And Patino definitely, I think, will start the year in Double-A.
Same.
Well, Coach, I know you're going to be on the airways in a couple of minutes.
He's fired up,
4 hours.
And girls.
I love this, that we're going to be live and local all day long. So if anything happens, we don't have to break into programming. We're just going to be here constantly. And it's a great location, too. You're going to love it here.
Oh, it's a great location. Looking forward to four fun days here, and look forward to hearing from a lot of our great listeners giving us a call, and we'll try to keep them up to date on what's going on here the best we can.
And then, Woodsy, you, Paul, and I will be back tomorrow. Again, 6 a.m. Remember, we're bumping back the 5 a.m. hour so we can be on 6 to 10 a.m. through Thursday, and the winter meetings every day this week. So make sure you join us. Stay tuned. Any breaking news of Padres, the rest of baseball, we will have it for you right here. Great job on site. Executive producer Paul Reindl back in the studio. The Hammer, assistant producer, getting it done. Jordan Spurgeon running the controls back in the studio today as well. For Woodsy, I'm Ben Higgins. Coach John Katerra is coming up next. That is in right now after the update here on San Diego's number one sports station, 97.3 The Fan.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.